the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brandt's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrandtHanson.com.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Brandt. Sherry is here to give us a chance. Please. Please give us a chance.
I'll tell you why that's so funny to me. It's because in your mind, it felt like you were envisioning someone heading for the dial. Totally. Like, no, not those two. And you were trying to hurry up.
Exactly. Now, it really is based on friendship. And we love that we get to be on the air and get to talk about Jesus and get to be goofy and all that sort of stuff. But we also kind of half joke about the number of people. It takes a little while to get to know the show. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Thanks for giving us a chance. Thanks for letting us be part of your day. We are totally honored to be part of your life. Well, you did what? Just spontaneously?
Hip hop abs.
Today?
Yes.
Because
I didn't have cable. And stay with me, everyone, because I know everyone's like, why does that equal hip-hop abs?
If you don't have cable, next thing you know, hip-hop abs will happen.
So. No, I was watching DVDs, and I was going through them, and I found hip-hop abs, which means at some point in my life, I thought hip-hop abs was something I could do.
Was it a good workout?
It was. I had never done it before.
Really?
So, yeah. So I did it.
You gonna do it again?
No. The cable guy came. I got my $14.95 out of that DVD, and we're good.
Just one time. One time. Because you know how it ends now.
What?
You mean you know how it ends?
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't need to see that again.
Saw this article about mom guilt. Do you know what mom guilt is? You always feel like you're not doing enough,
mm-hmm.
I guess. I think that's largely true. Sherry and I have talked about this before on the show. We have this sense. I think it's because we're human too, obviously, but like that everybody's kind of operating with low-grade guilt,
mm-hmm.
going on. Maybe it's more than low-grade, but at the very least, it's kind of the back of our minds or in the pit of our stomachs, and we're going through our day thinking, not doing enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really heavy when it's religious, because you just feel like, I'm not doing enough. I should be doing this. I should be doing that. And you know what? There's such a long list of should and oughtas that I think that explains it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you can keep up with all this stuff. Should be doing this small group. Should be reading that. You should read my books. But like
the other stuff.
But that's a short list.
Yeah.
There's always more you can be doing, and it's such a relief. At least it was for me when somebody said, "Brandt, you just actually realize it's not about you."
Mm-hmm.
It really isn't. And then the second thing is, God actually will bring people across your path today, and you need to just be faithful with it.
Yeah.
And there's things that'll be brought to you, and be faithful with that, and then see what happens. And man, that helped a lot, because otherwise it's just constantly, you just put so much pressure on yourself. News story. Maybe you saw this headline. I saw this headline. I thought this is something, you know, I'm looking for stuff that you need to know.
Right.
You know, as things pop up. So this headline today is, sorry, but your groceries are full of bugs.
Oh, no.
Here's how to get rid of the... Blah, blah, blah. And you know what?
Blah, blah. Yes.
My reaction to that, I shut my laptop and I called it a day.
Okay.
And I decided, you know what?
Who cares?
Yeah. Like... I don't want to know that.
Okay.
And so...
But it is.
But if you ignore... Here's where my mom was wrong. She was like, hey, if you ignore it, it won't go away.
But you found the opposite to be true.
It totally will. It totally will. Sometimes you just shut your laptop and you're like, you know what? There's some news I don't need to know.
And it's not even happening now.
That's left unsolved. This mystery. Don't need to know. So we were just talking about this. I wanted to include you in on it. It's just how there's always a little twist when something's wrong or evil. It rarely slaps you in the face.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear somebody talking and there's a little twist. Like, wait, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear all the buzzwords about God or peace or they'll say, look within. Because within you, you have all you need. If you just look within you, you'll have all the peace and love that you need, because you need nothing else. And it sounds like, oh, peace, love, you know, within me. And then I find that, and they could say, you need to, that there's that force within you. And you're like, oh yeah, that's right. And then you realize, wait a second, that's the opposite of what Jesus is saying.
Yeah, it is.
But it's got all the words. And it's a little twist at the end. Like there was one thing, we were talking about Oprah, for instance, and God bless her. And she says a lot of great things too. It's just, and she's too easy of a target. So we don't want to pick on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I was reading where she had said that you need to get away with yourself, be by yourself, and then look within, because all that you need is in you. And you don't need anything from without.
Mm.
And then she said, be still and know it. So she's sort of quoting the Bible, be still and know. But the rest of that verse is, be still and know that I am God. Mm. Meaning, be still and know, not you. And that's why you can be still, actually.
Because it's not you.
Because it's not you. I mean, if I'm God, I just knocked over my coffee 3 times.
Okay.
No, 4 times today.
Mm-hmm.
Once was at church.
Right.
Earlier, like within the last 24 hours or mm-hmm. so, I've knocked over coffee 4 times. 3 times is just in the garage.
And everything you need is in you?
Like, and I am the Lord of the universe. No, I need help. It's a great question we got from Lindsay, and she was concerned about me, I think, because you may know, if you've listened to this show for very long, all these national days of,
yes,
that they have, like in the almanac, and every radio show, like, hey, it's national blueberry pie
you reject
day.
The idea.
Can't stand it.
Because you feel like you're being bossed around.
Being manipulated.
By whom again?
That's just it.
We
they
don't
won't
know.
Tell you. It's some cabal at the UN. I walked past the UN the other day. I was in New York City.
Mm-hmm. Did you shake your fist to the sky?
Did you see me on Post Circuit? Because I was like, I know you guys are telling me it's national whatever, international this.
Right, right.
Well, she was concerned, Lizzie said, because a few days ago it was National Eat Whatever You Want Day.
Ah, yeah.
So I always do the opposite of whatever the day is because I won't be manipulated.
Of course.
So National Eat What You Want Day. I had to do the opposite. And she was like, how did that work?
You had to eat what you didn't want.
Yes.
What was that?
It was terrible.
What did you eat?
Just stuff I didn't want at all. At all.
Right.
And some of it wasn't even food because I was like, I really don't want that.
But,
and so.
And in your mind, you won.
Yeah.
You won. Okay. Got
it. So take that, United Nations people. And yeah, I made myself miserable, but I proved my point.
He showed you.
Yep. I've done that for years. Everybody has a favorite word. I think one of mine is calamity. I just think it's funny.
Why?
I don't know. Whenever you, like, nobody says it enough.
That's
just like, well, that was a real mess up. Like, well, no.
It was a calamity.
It was calamitous.
Okay.
I like that. It's actually in the Bible. I ran across this in Proverbs.
Mm-hmm.
And it describes people who guard their tongues and mouths, keep themselves from calamity.
My goodness. Help me, Lord. It also explains the opposite,
it's
right?
So true.
When your life is filled
right.
with calamity, it is, and my mother would say this to me often, and sometimes still does, it's because of your mouth.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not only, in that moment, if you stop and go, okay, I need to have compassion for the other person, it's very hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't even talking about the other person.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it's in your best interest to pause and not say exactly what you want to say every time it pops into your head.
Because the calamity is in your life.
Yes, the calamity is headed your way. There's a there's a calamity train, and you just bought a ticket, and it's headed
and
to your
hometown.
And let me
tell you something. I've been on that train many, many times. You don't want it. You don't want it.
Very important to develop social skills. I've learned this over time. I've gotten so much better. Like, you used to have a real problem with it. Now I'm pretty smooth with it.
Mm-hmm.
The key is you bring a fact that you can start a conversation with.
Okay.
Usually you want to open the door with a question, and then it goes from there. But I figured out how to do this, so I like to pass along, like, a how-to, especially to younger guys.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of see myself in them.
But now, I have found just asking a person about themselves opens up the door for great conversation. Okay.
And on your show, you can do a thing where you do that. But let me show you how. Let's role play a little bit. I'll use, let's role play with Sherry.
Oh, now you need me.
We'll
got
use
it.
You for...
I'm back on your show.
All right. So anyway, back on my show. Imagine we're on an airplane. Guys, watch me do this. This is very smooth.
All right.
Here we go. We're on an airplane. And here's open up with a question. Okay, so she's gonna come down and start clicking in,
mm-hmm.
clicking her seatbelt, get all settled in, and then you say something. No, you don't. I say something.
Oh, okay, got it.
You sit down. Click.
Yeah, click. Yeah.
Why aren't you sick?
Actually,
because
I
of otoliths. Otoliths are tiny weights that are suspended in the jelly that's inside your inner ear.
That is what helps you negotiate through the day. It's part of your vestibular system.
But I do have a
Can you say vestibular? And then it just... The conversation just kind of flows after that.
That's incredibly condescending to ask someone.
She learns about the vestibular system.
Can you say vestibular?
That's why she's not sick.
All right.
So that's
But what if the person does have a head cold?
So you make it work, guys.
All right.
I want you to think about your head for a second. Okay. Yeah. You listening to the show. Think about your head. How amazing is that? I mean, I just brought this up, but I'm really serious about it.
Okay.
Like, look at how God fine-tuned our body. We don't even think about it.
Mm-hmm.
There are tiny hairs inside our ear. Don't get grossed out.
I am. I'm grossed
just going,
out.
Why?
Okay.
Hair.
I know, but okay, go ahead.
But think about that. There's these little canals and what they call maculae, which are amazing. Little tube loops, but they're filled with this jelly inside it. And the jelly, when you move your head... to help you negotiate for balance and stuff, the hairs sense the movement of this jelly and send an impulse to your brain to say, look out, brace yourself, you're about to move. That way you know ahead of time, before you even experience, like your brain is already negotiating for it. That way you're not motion sick all the time.
That is amazing.
It is. Like you could just turn around and, like somebody's in the back seat. You got a kid in the back seat making noise. You turn around real quick. You could be super dizzy, but for most people you're not because of just how finely tuned your vestibular system is. And look, I know most people don't care about this.
No, and you're just doing this. You're about to make a theological point.
No, I'm not. I'm
about
just,
God and how he finally tuned us.
Yeah, I did. I already made that point. But I think it's awesome.
I think you just want to say vestibular.
I do. I want to say vestibular, but also that God made that is amazing. People don't want to admit this. Hey, I don't want to admit it. It's true. I don't want to admit that I'm really, really good at fooling myself. But I am gifted at it because I think I'm right all the time. I mean, there's not very rarely am I doing something going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it happens sometimes, but not often. But it says this over and over. If you accept any biblical wisdom at all, it confirms this. We're all this way. It's not just you. If you're like me, please know it's not just us two. It's Sherry too.
Wait,
and it's
watch
everybody
it.
Else.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
It actually says this like in Proverbs. We love Proverbs because it's so true. That a person may think their own ways are right, it says, but the Lord weighs the heart. He decides. You don't. Not even for your own actions.
Because even our actions, it kind of highlights to me the intention. And that's what will self-justify, really, right? You know, what we intended.
Oh, and we're so good. We could do the thing the other person's doing and immediately reverse the story so that we're right.
Yeah.
Just instantly switch sides and then our minds will get behind us all the time. We're so good at it. Part of humility is being aware of it and going, man, I don't even know about my own motives. Your phone is pretty amazing if you stop and think about it, especially if you have a smartphone. I mean, any phone is. Those old Alexander Graham Bell phones or the cranky phones, those are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to somebody long distance, but how about this? This is a $4,000 iPhone X with its own solar battery now. It's the most expensive iPhone you can buy. It's called the iPhone X Tesla. It's a customized iPhone plated in carbon. Yeah, I don't know why. customized iPhone X plated in carbon and gold. With a built-in solar battery. The device starts at more than $4,000 and comes in its own wooden carrying case. It's very nice.
I don't think my conversations deserve that. Like, at some point, I'd be like...
Don't you want one, though? Just see, like, I would like to know, like, because it comes in its own custom carrying case. It's apparently very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know, will I drop the $4,000 iPhone into my Diet Pepsi? Or... Will I also drop the phone and
the case.
Carrying case?
Yeah.
Are you kind of curious?
Will the coffee go just on the phone or on both?
Which kind of beverage will I be dropping this into? Where is this going to wind? Maybe a lake or a pond somewhere or some sort of a mud puddle?
Sure.
Or maybe beneath a bus? So it's like, I just want to know where it's going to go.
That's worth $4,000.
Aren't you interested? So funny. And not in a ha-ha way, but just kind of ironic, like that maybe you heard GQ said the Bible is the most overrated book of all time or blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there's still a GQ.
But what's amazing is all this stuff that goes on in the world. One thing I really love about the Bible is somebody who's a natural born, again, please understand, skeptic. So I'm always looking at things like, yeah, but you say this, but I say that. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to go along with you just because everybody says something. I like to zag everybody else zigs. Mm-hmm. There's not much in the world of objections to God that isn't already in the Bible. So to say it's irrelevant, I'm like, but it deals with all this stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a minor prophet in the Old Testament, Habakkuk. Mm-hmm. I don't know much about that either. Mm-hmm. And anybody acts like, oh, I'm a Habakkuk expert. No, you're not. No.
I know Habakkuk through and through.
Dealing with stuff like why do horrible things happen to good people? Mm-hmm. Why? Like all this injustice, you see awful news stories, things that are terrible in the world. And you're like, well, where's God in this? And here's this whole book that is dealing with this. Not like a easy answer thing either. But at the very center of this book, if you're like, it doesn't deal with injustice. It doesn't explain, like, at the very center of this book is God himself enduring injustice. That's the hinge point for the whole thing. Well, that's irrelevant. Really? Look, this is hard to talk about, and I didn't want to be the one to have to engage this, but apparently it's not going to end.
What?
The royal wedding talk.
I don't even have a problem with it. The royal wedding is over.
Yeah, I'm not even against the royal wedding. I was like, that's cool.
Yes.
I thought, man, it's a cool thing, but we're still...
People are still talking about it.
Every news thing, I walked past two ladies today, they were talking about it animatedly. Mm-hmm. Like, what...
You see the hat person was wearing. The person. Yes.
It's not going to end.
No, it's not. And I'll tell you this, if it does end, when it does end, it'll end right when she's pregnant. And then we're going to roll into all of that.
No.
Is it a boy? Is it a girl? What will they wear? What their names
Why
will be?
Why do these people have to be everywhere? They're awesome people. I have no problem with them. No problem. But
you're a little tired of it. Just
go
a
back
little.
To LeBron and stuff. So, Sherry just totally got Jesus juked.
In a loving way.
In a loving way.
In a loving way.
And that's fine. And it's, that happens on Facebook. But the nature of it is Sherry has this book. If you haven't heard about it yet, we'll be talking more about it. But it's called I Want to Punch You in the Face, But I Love Jesus.
Yeah.
And it's a woman's, how do you call it?
I call it a PMS companion book.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's brilliant. It's funny. It's insightful. Women are going to love this. And it's going to be great for group discussions, I think.
Hope so.
For women to talk about this and just be able to say, this is part of being human. God made us this way. This is part of what it's like. But you're afraid that people are off put by the title.
Yeah. They
not,
are. Yeah.
Not afraid enough to change the title, which I salute. Because it's supposed to be humorous.
It is supposed to be humorous. And it is how I feel many times. And I think women can relate to it. So to the extent that others feel like I'm encouraging poor behavior, hopefully when you read the book, you'll see that I'm not.
But you know what? Yeah, and that's what happened on Facebook. Someone said, well, what about the fruits of the Spirit, basically?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's the point. The point of the book is about how God works in your life in the midst of all of it.
Yes.
In the midst of all the ways that he designed us. But whenever you use any humor, this is for anybody, whether you are writing a book or doing anything in life, you know this.
Mm-hmm.
You say something funny in a meeting, somebody doesn't get it.
Yep.
So I don't know if that means to be loving means you just drop all humor. I can't believe it does. I mean,
I just think it helps. You know who has been beneficial to me in this, honestly, is your wife, because I've never really been up or into personality types, but in talking with her, she has been able to say, well, this type of personality type thinks this and this. And it's made me say, oh, because it's made me think, oh, everyone doesn't think like I think.
Right.
There are certain ways that people take in information and process it. And so that's why they thought it that way. And it helps me to have, I hope, some level of empathy to say, I see why you saw it that way. Am I going to say it differently? No, because I am who I am. But I understand why you thought that's not edifying or that's not however you took it. It's because of who and what you are.
Right. And hopefully they can understand as we practice being a family together.
Mm-hmm.
They can understand, hey, you know what? I may not pick up on this kind of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm just missing something.
that would be good on their end.
I hope so. Well, like I told my agent, I said, I am not capable of writing the devotional 30 blessed days of menstruation with the Savior. Like, that's not who I am. Like, some woman can write that, and I'm sure it'd be wonderful. I take a different approach. Well, I punch people in the face. That's what I decided to title it, because that's who I am.
But
that's how
says,
I am.
But I love Jesus.
Yes.
This is what I was wanting to point out to this lady. Like, this is, I want to punch people in the face, and I love Jesus. That sounds like...
That's like endorsing, right? Yeah. That's condoning.
This is, but it, almost like, so I'm not.
Right. I hope that's what the people get from it.
But the impulse is there.
The impulse is there. And I think, of course, I'm being extreme with the title, but I think the impulse to not be as kind as we normally would be, to not all these fruit of the Spirit that this woman rightfully quoted, that this is when the fruit of the Spirit matters, Brant Hansen, because it is the fruit of the Spirit, not of me. I can't drum it up. And I have to be able to acknowledge this is where I am. This is how I feel. And then when God starts to change my character and help me, then I can acknowledge, wow, he really did that.
Yeah. So if you post anything with humor, it happens to me,
man,
all the time. I'm never quite sure how to respond to it because I don't want that person feeling bad.
That's right.
And I don't want other people picking on that person.
Yeah.
And I also want that person to be corrected.
Yeah. And I don't want to come off as the victim,
right,
because then people will jump in and try to defend me. So it is. But it's part of social media. It's part of putting something out there. You just have to be able to take it all in.
Oh, in radio or on Twitter or whatever, you can do that all day long. And it is find somebody that cuts you down,
mm-hmm,
and then post about it,
yeah,
and then have all these people rally to,
yeah,
your, and that doesn't really help other than it builds your thing.
Yeah, and it builds you, but not really though. You know what I mean? And it undercuts the person.
Yeah,
so what's the loving way to address it is always something that, you know, I'm struggling with, but.
Yeah. Well, the book is available. Is the website set up yet?
No, it's not available yet. It's coming.
The book is not available.
But it's coming.
So I just wanted to share that with you.
Thanks for any answer.
So it's not available at all the normal retailers. Not available Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
Or, but it will be.
It will be.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.